It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Alrighty, I always like to start with something interesting, and let's talk about Hallmark Christmas movies. Yes, I know you all love them, but here are a few fun facts about that. First of all, next time you look at a Hallmark Christmas movie, I want you to study the location, because you may not know this, and I don't mean to be the spoiler, but they actually shoot year-round, usually in Canada, because they get great tax credits. So those Hallmark Christmas movies are normally shot in Canada. Okay, how much does it cost to make a Hallmark movie? Any guess? Around $2 million. But if they need to make snow, it costs them an extra $50,000. And now there's a new Christmas movie you probably want to skip. And I am not making this up. Okay. It's called Christmas Bloody Christmas. Okay. Santa Claus turns into a robot Terminator-like predator. He's just a nasty, nasty guy. Now, the online reviews are calling it one of the most exciting Christmas horror movies in years. Okay, I never knew that we had Christmas horror movies until now, at this point in my life. It's going to be streaming on December 9th on the Shudder channel. My advice, don't let the kids watch it or else they will be claustrophobic. That's right. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this, the Kim Komando Show. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. You can find us in over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free, whenever you want, over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women. All right, I will tell you, it's a different show. This is a different show today because it's the big holiday season has just started with Thanksgiving. It's the launch pad that sends us right into Christmas and then right into the New Year's, where we go out, we eat too much, we drink too much, we get fancy with our clothes, we spend a lot of money on gifts, just a lot of money on gifts. So this Kim Komando Show is just loaded with a whole bunch of insider tips, tricks, and secrets to getting through the holidays, not stressed out, with this huge smile on your face. Now, these are insider secrets you're not going to find anywhere else. We're going to talk about saving time and money, and how about we start with how you can do both, right? I'm talking about you're going to be doing a lot of shopping on Amazon. I know you will. But how do you know if what you're seeing is the best price, or it's going to be a lower price, or even a higher price, and that price is going to drop with a bang like Taylor Swift albums? Well, here's how it works. You use Camel, 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 right? You go to CamelCamelCamel.com, and then you just paste in the Amazon URL, and then that's where you get to see the whole price history. And then from that, you can use your best judgment to say, is the price going to go down or is it going to go up? Now, they also have some browser extensions called the Camelizer. Yes, kind of cute, isn't that? And as well as you can also log into and save your account in their Amazon price watches, which is really amazing because if you want to watch certain things, you can say, hey, listen, when it drops by 50 cents or by $5 or $10, alert me, and that's when you know when to buy it. So again, you want to go to CamelCamelCamel.com, and that's where you can start your journey with making sure that you're getting the lowest price on Amazon products. Which, speaking of, where would you park your camel? Anybody? The Camelot. Sometimes I just crack myself up. All right, not everything that you're going to be buying on Amazon this holiday season. You maybe want to shop other places. And so that's where, oh, you guys and gals are in for a huge treat, is Ali Seligman is here with me today. And she's going to be joining us for all 3 hours of the show, giving us more tips, tricks, and secrets than you can shake a stick at. And Ali Seligman is our amazing content queen. So, Ali, when people don't want to shop on Amazon, what's the big tip there?
It is Google Shopping. Okay, there have been all these sites over the years where you can compare prices, And I'm going to be honest, these days, a lot of them look really old, really outdated. They're not updated anymore. Really, Google Shopping is the best one here. So you just go to shopping.google.com and you can find price comparisons for probably any retailer you can think of. So you put in the product you're looking for, say you want to buy some AirPods, type it in. You can see everywhere you can buy them, all the prices. If you don't want to have them shipped, you can see where you can pick them up locally. And you can even buy right there if you have a credit card tied to your Google account. So you don't have to make an account with any of the retailers. It's actually really handy.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what's nice about Google Shopping, because, you know, they do have tons of filters and you can say just buy highest price, lowest price, near me, not near me, you know, whatever it may be. But a lot of folks are just shopping for the free shipping, which brings us to number three is free shipping. And it isn't free, by the way, if you have to actually have a membership account to get the free shipping, right? So there's a website called freeshipping.org, and that lists a lot of websites that offer free shipping. And then a lot of folks keep in mind that you can go to Kohl's or Target or whatever. You buy everything that you want, and then they will have it shipped to the store where you can pick it up for free, right? I guess you could say that. And then don't forget about, you know, the apps like Honey, so that this way you can use those promo codes and get free shipping and good things like that. And, you know, Honey is a great way, which brings us to number four, to use those online coupons and to get cash back. But what about the cash back apps?
There are a lot of these, too. And really, the big one is Rakuten, which I always go back and forth on how to say Rakuten, though. There's also Ibotta and Shopkick. And with these, really, the best thing you can do is stack these. So you want to use those coupon codes that you find on a site like Honey. Don't Google coupon codes because you're just going to end up with junk. But stack that with one of these cashback apps. And if you have a credit card that has good rewards, use that for your purchases. So look at that. You're saving all kinds of money on what you buy.
Which brings us to number five. Because if you do have credit card rewards, I love this. And this is a secret that I do, is that you can go onto your credit card rewards, and then that's where you can get gift cards. So, Allie, if you've ever wondered why I always give out gift cards, this is the secret, okay? Because the last thing is number five. You go onto your credit card accounts, and then you just – and you have to shop carefully. Because, like, for example, a Starbucks $50 card is probably going to cost you about, say, 6,000 points. But – an Amazon $50 card is about 5,200 points.
Okay.
And if you go to Kohl's, a 5,000 points will give you $50. I mean, so it's like, so you have to kind of play the game. And don't, when you go into your rewards, they'll say, oh, these are the specials. Mm-mm-mm. No, no, no. We are not following those specials, not at all, because we know that you're going to be, you know, taking advantage of us. So these are the type of tricks, tips, and secrets that I'm going to be passing along this entire Kim Komando show to get you guys and gals ready for the holidays. And so you're just going to be sailing through with a big old smile on your face. And so still to come this hour, we've got some ways that you can take pictures and frames when you go over to your relative's house. We're going to talk about how to find hidden cameras in that rental, that Airbnb. And also, what about this buy now and pay later? How is that working? And is that really a good idea? And of course, we have all of your great phone calls that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, coming up in just a few moments, you're going to go to a family member's house. They're going to have all these pictures in a frame. You're like, hey, I'd like a copy of that. Ah, oh, but there's an insider secret I'm going to share with you on how you get those in a jiffy. And right now, let's start our phone calls with Shannon in Bulletin, California. Is this my friend Shannon?
This is Shannon. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you so much for your call today. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to call and take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for encouraging me to enter this wacky world of social media and for just encouraging me to start an Instagram account. You saw something that I did not see, and I am ever so grateful for what it's created in my family's life.
Oh, so you guys came over with your son, Logan, and mm-hmm. who has special needs.
Yes.
And I was watching you interact, and... oh, wow. You are an amazing mother. You really are.
Oh, thank you so much.
And And then I started asking more about Logan. And so tell everybody about Logan.
So our sweet little Logan, Ian and I, you know, had him 8 years ago, and he was born with a trisomy of his 15th chromosome. So he's got a triplication, which is a very rare syndrome, and it's called Duke 15q. So you can imagine how difficult it is to connect with other people with such a rare syndrome. He's nonverbal and he's intellectually disabled, but he is the most loving, sweet child on planet Earth. I mean, truly, we're blessed. But yeah, I mean, we were kind of in a little bit of a dark place for quite a few years. And you came along and your sister came along. And, you know, our journey was not the norm, but you guys have helped change the trajectory of our journey in the best way possible.
And then, so we were just, we were outside. I remember we were outside in the back patio. And I'm like, you need an Instagram account. And you're like, what?
I was so anti. I really didn't want it. And I don't even know if it was that I wasn't ready emotionally to share my story or if I wasn't, you know, ready to watch other people and hear their stories. But it was not doom and gloom at all. It's been giant rainbows and rays of sunshine, really, that's come into our life since I started it. So, and that's all because of you. We met a family. I don't know if you want me to kind of dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So it's a little bit of a funny story, and Ian would probably kill me saying this, but I did a post about Logan and kind of like the early onset of just like receiving a diagnosis and just some resources that could help other families. And so I instantly got a follow by a gentleman, and I kind of went back and forth just liking his post, and I could see that they were also a Duke 15Q family. So great, you know, we're supporting each other and liking each other's posts. He had a little two-year-old who reminded me so much of Logan anyway, but we're liking each other's stuff and I'm not knowing where he lived at the time at all. I saw this post that he did and it said, he did this big video about how he was running the Santa Barbara half marathon to raise money for Duke 15Q. And I almost fell out of my seat and I immediately instant messaged him and I said, my husband's going to run in that too. We'd love to connect with you and your family. So the next morning, Ian gets off of work and I said, so Ian, I signed up for a half marathon in Santa Barbara, okay? And he looks at me like I'm nuts, of course. And I'm like, this is our in to meet another family. I can't be creepy. Like, you got to run this with him so we can meet him. So, you know, there he is like, fine, Shannon, I'm on board. Okay. So he has 3 weeks to somewhat get ready to run this, but we got to meet this family and you got to actually see this beautiful moment where I got to hold this sweet JoJo, is his name. And it felt like I was traveling back in time holding Logan, but without the fear and the reservations and maybe the mental darkness. I got like a little second chance at it. It was so amazing to be amidst a family that has actually walked in our shoes. And then not only that, but that their family can maybe take a peek into the future and have some peace knowing that there's so much more to be hopeful for, because Ian and I didn't have that then. You know, those early stages of unveiling his diagnosis was a little dark. And so now I feel like we're so excited to support one another and share this lifelong bond from here on out. I mean, they live 2 hours away and we're already planning to go to Disneyland and we're just so excited.
But I think it's just wonderful that you reached out and they reached out and it wasn't so creepy. I didn't know that you signed him up for the marathon.
Ian was my sacrificial lamb.
Okay. But your posts are wonderful. They are inspirational. They are positive. And to see Logan on a surfboard is just, you know, it warms my heart. And so what would your advice be to somebody who has just heard us talking and is in a similar situation and is afraid of social media because maybe they're not ready, as you mentioned, or they don't want anybody to make fun of their child because there's a lot of trolls and creeps out there?
Absolutely. I think that don't ever lose hope, first of all, when you receive a diagnosis. It just... no matter what it is, it's going to be forever changing. And it's, you know, you're given the child that really actually ends up fitting your life perfectly. And as far as social media goes, reach out to others, because support is a beautiful thing. And I don't know why I was so fearful of it at the beginning, but we're family. You're kind of in this club that maybe you didn't want to sign up for, but we're part of a club now, and the outpouring of support is fantastic. And so the mere purpose of resources that you're able to glean, like, oh, hey, I didn't know that. Or, wow, you can receive respite. Oh my goodness. I need 5 hours a week to go to the grocery store. I mean, they're just beautiful little things that, that's what it is, networking and just supporting one another. So do it. Listen to Kim and do it.
Just do it. So if somebody wants to check you out on Instagram, how do they do it?
Oh, my goodness. My handle's Handy Capable Life, and I would more than happy. It's open. I'm not private. I share everything. My life is an open book, and our sweet little Logan just hopes to bring joy to everybody that he meets. So first and foremost, thank you so much, Kim, because we're grateful and thankful and appreciative of just your kindness and encouragement and support. So thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, I love that little Logan. He is a love bug.
He is a love.
He is. And Shannon, you and Ian are just fabulous, fabulous parents. Again, the handle on Instagram, in case you want to check it out, is Handy Capable Life. Shannon actually mentioned my sister, Dr. Christine Davidson, and she has a school one-on-one on students, virtual, as well as in classroom type of setting. And you can learn more about her over at davidsonlearningcenter.com. That's davidsonlearningcenter.com. All right, so you're going over your family member's house and relatives, and you see some photos that you'd like a copy of. Here's what you do, is that you download the app from Google called PhotoScan. It's available for iOS and Android. And then it's just so easy. You take a picture of a picture in a frame without the glare, even photo albums. The app is free. You're going to love it. Just make sure that you get it before you go to grandma and grandpa's house, wherever you're going, because they don't know the Wi-Fi. It's going to take you a long time to get it. Again, the app is free. It's called PhotoScan from Google. All right, coming up, you're going to be going to an Airbnb or a rental. How do you search for those hidden cameras? That answer still to come. And more of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
All right, later on this hour, as you're shopping online, you're going to see always these buy now and pay later. Is it really a good deal? And what's the gotcha with all that? And of course, we got a tip coming up in just a few moments about finding those hidden cameras in the Airbnbs. And let's talk about now, you're going to have time at home. You're going to be watching some series. You're going to be watching some good shows, and maybe you're trying to find something that would be engaging over the holidays. And so let's start with five series right now that are worth watching. And Allie Seligman's going to be joining us for that as well. She's our amazing content queen over at Komando.com. And I'm going to go first. I'm going to start with Yellowstone. If you have not seen Yellowstone, Allie, have you seen it?
I still haven't, no.
Oh, my gosh, girlfriend, you got to do this. John Dutton, he's now the governor of Montana, and Beth is his daughter, and Kevin Costner is in. It's phenomenal. It's available on Paramount Networks, not Paramount Plus, Paramount Networks. There's 5 seasons, 42 episodes. There's also 1883 that goes back in time. And then the new Yellowstone, this is why you have to start now, is going to kick off on December 18th, and that's 1923. Now, if you like the Godfather series, you will love Succession. It's all about power and family. There's 29 episodes, 3 seasons, and that's on HBO Max and Hulu. And finally, I like Entourage. Okay, Ian is the one who turned me on to Entourage. And so, and this is what he's like, this is why I love California, Mom. I'm like, okay, not everybody lives like a Hollywood star. But anyway, there's 96 episodes on HBO, and it's supposed to be loosely based on Mark Wahlberg's life, how he went with his friends from Queens, came over to Hollywood to try to make it big, and obviously he did. So my picks are Yellowstone, Succession, and Entourage. What about you, Al?
Okay, I've got 2. Only Murders in the Building. This is on Hulu. There are 2 seasons of it. It's a murder mystery show. They start a podcast, which is obviously really fun to listen to. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, and it's hysterical. They are such a good trio together. It's a really good show. It's worth watching. And then my personal favorite for the holidays, or really any time, is The Great British Baking Show. There are 6 seasons of this. This is just a cozy, nice show to have on. You don't have to be glued to the TV, so you can get up and do stuff and come back. And it's got the nice amount of drama. You know, it's not people fighting with each other. It's just, oh no, is this mousse going to set in time? So it's a nice, cozy show to put on.
So now, do you cook at the same time?
I don't. I just watch people make these delicious treats and then think, I should make that.
I'm going to make that next weekend. I can do it. I'm sure I can. No, we can't really do that. Hey, listen, if you're looking for something to watch, Just Watch and Real Good, those are two websites that I love and I use, especially when you're sitting there saying, you know, is it, where can I watch this movie for free versus if I have to rent it or to buy it? Because you just type in a movie and then both sites, they work the same way. And then you can just, you see exactly where it's free or where you actually have to pay for it, which is always fabulous. Again, the sites are Just Watch and Real Good. Real is R-E-E-L, by the way. You know, just a little play on the whole Hollywood thing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Right now we have Brother Tim. Hello there, Brother Tim.
Oh, well, I'm great, but man, you got the radio award.
Oh, I did. Thank you so much. It was, I was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. And let me tell you, it was really surreal because, you know, I was signing the poster that they're going to put in the museum. And a gentleman from the museum comes over to me and he says, Kim, I want you to make sure that you sign that very nicely and very clearly, because this is something that your great-grandchildren will be able to see in the museum someday. And I went,
awesome.
I was like, oh, okay, never thought of it that way. You know,
well, come on, you're on 400 stations in 177 countries.
I know, but you know, but I've been very blessed, as we've talked about. I mean, I have been. I was so able to find something that I really love and grow with and help people. And that's the part about it. I love it. I love helping people. And so it's a win-win all around.
Well, I rejoiced with you on that, although you do have my sympathy on your mother's passing as well.
Thank you. That's been a tough one.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. This has been a very tough year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I actually met somebody yesterday who, for the first time, their child, they're calling their child a COVID baby. The child had not met anybody but mom and dad.
Oh, wow.
For over a year.
Wow.
There's no family in the area. There's no relatives. So this child had never been exposed to anybody else. And bringing the baby to the food pantry was the last resort to get food. And there was this child who was face-to-face with people they had never ever seen before outside of the doctor's office.
Well, you know, thank God you're there, you know, to make
sure. You just don't think about that.
Well, because, you know, we all go against, you know, we all live our lives, right? We all
right.
just do our thing and... You know, this and, you know, have you ever listened to anything from Father Mike?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
I love Father Mike Schmidt. Love him. And I was I went on a walk this morning before the show and I was listening to his homily. And obviously Mass last Sunday. And it was really wonderful because he was talking about how people are anxious and depressed and. You know, how at the end we'll be judged by how much love that we've given, right? And
exactly.
It was so wonderful to hear that message. And I started thinking about it that, you know, it is. I mean, it's the responsibility of all of us to love one another.
Well, you know, Matthew 25, it tells us right there that you got to feed the hungry, clothe the naked. It doesn't say anything about being in church on Sunday. It talks about loving your neighbor as yourself.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so, but I was so lucky that we've been able to help you. I mean, so how and we only have a couple of seconds, but how is the phone tree working out for you?
Well, let me tell you, you have saved me 1,089 phone calls this year. And the software is so good. I know that it has saved me 23 hours of talking on the phone. It generates reports. It's phenomenal. I'm able to go to the board and say, listen, They're dialing the number and they're listening to the messages and they're like, well, how do you know that? I said, well, because they're on the phone for 4 minutes, so they're doing something.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that we were able to put all that together for you and that it's making such a difference in the way that you're operating and in the way that the food pantry is operating. And if you're not familiar, we have the whole story about Brother Tim and what his great work that he's doing in Virginia and how we were able to set up this phone tree so that this way they weren't calling Brother Tim's cell phone number all day, all night. And as you heard, we just saved him a whole bunch of time, effort, and energy. And Brother Tim, thank you for the opportunity to help you.
Yep. And that's why we're here, to get things done and simplify your life. And, you know, let me tell you, everybody here at Commando.com, the Kim Commando Show, and we all have the same mission statement. We all want to help, and that's, we all want to make a difference. All right, speaking of making a difference, how about we go ahead and do a tip about finding hidden cameras in your Airbnb or rental? Isn't that frightening? It happened to me. I went rented an Airbnb, and then I was scrolling through the upper channels on the TV, and then I saw cameras everywhere. It was like, what is going on with this? And then I went to the listing to see if they had cameras. In the very bottom of the listing, there's a little tiny line that said, some surveillance cameras. I'm like, dude, they're like in the house, in the kitchen. They weren't in the bedrooms, but it still kind of creeped me out. So have you ever rented an Airbnb and found cameras like that, Al?
I haven't, luckily, only outside, which, all right, that's fair, I guess, but never in the house, no.
Yeah, outside is okay. You know, inside it starts getting a little tricky. And then there's something called the Federal Video Voyeurism Act. It says that you can't capture an image in a private area of an individual without their consent, and knowingly does so under circumstances, and it goes on and on and on. Now, private area refers to nudity or lesser states of dress, of course. So what do you do? I mean, how do you spot these surveillance cameras? I mean, Ali, you did a whole report about that. What do you think?
Well, first you're going to look around, right? See if you see any of the big cameras and if they're in areas where they're supposed to be or not supposed to be. So for Airbnb and Vrbo, they should not be in any area where you're going to be getting undressed, like, you know, a bedroom, the bathroom, even a sleeping area, like if you're sleeping in the living room, if there's a pull-out bed there, you can't have a camera. So first look around, and then what you're going to do actually is use a flashlight or even a laser pointer, but the flashlight on your phone will just work fine. And you're going to look for any lens reflections. So put this in the vents, look for any little gaps. These cameras can hide in plain sight.
Yeah, they're so small.
Yeah,
too.
They're tiny. So things like, you know, look at the outlets, look in the vents, look at the lights, all that kind of stuff. So shine your light around if you see anything. You can also connect to the wireless network. And there's a program called Wireless Network Watcher that will show you all the devices that are on the network. So if you see any cameras, but keep in mind, they could have them on a second network. So not always a fail-safe.
Yeah. And so what do you do if you find a camera? Okay, what you want to do first is file a police report. Okay. And then you contact Airbnb or Vrbo and say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. And this is serious stuff. And we also have a link to an RF detector in this story. So if you are going to be staying at an Airbnb, a rental property, before you go, do it now, right? What I want you to do is go to commando.com and just search for Find Hidden Cameras. All right, still to come, we're going to talk about buy now and pay later. We have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.
All right, back to the phones we go with Randy. Hello there, Randy.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And congratulations. I understand that you got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
You know what? I was super jazzed about that, Randy, and thank you. You get awards, right? And then you're like, okay, well, that was a nice award, and that was sweet, and that was, you know, great. And I got a Kachina doll or I got a medal or whatever. But you know, it was different being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. It was kind of surreal because when I was signing the poster with my photo and they were taking pictures, a gentleman by the name of Craig came up to me and he said, I need you to make sure that you don't sign it like you normally sign things, like a serial killer, okay? Because this poster is going to be seen by your great-grandchildren in the Broadcasting Museum of History. I'm like, oh, okay. I better sign
it. Wow,
nice.
That's special.
You know, it is.
Very special.
I mean,
to join people like Rush Limbaugh and people
yes.
like that is quite an honor.
Thank you. I'm truly, truly an honor. I almost cried up there, you know, taking the award. But anyway, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to give you a heartfelt, big, big thank you for helping me get my website built. To give a little background on it and that, you know, I do the farmer market.
I remember you yeah. calling. Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, yes, yes, you go to the farmer's market, but you were trying to figure out how to take orders there and get a website up and running, right?
Exactly, and how to do it at low cost because, you know, with farmer markets, you don't, you know, pull in a lot of revenue, so you got to be careful on your expenditures. And that, and I got exactly what I was hoping for. I mean, you and your team were just fantastic in helping me build this. You know, working with the team was very professional. They were friendly. They were cool. I couldn't ask for more. And you know, they were good teachers as well, too.
Well, I'll tell you, John and Jeremy are the best. They really are. They are top notch. I've told so many people this, and I've told them this too, is that I have never worked with two better IT professionals in my entire life. I never have. Never. And so.
And they were very flexible too, Kim. I mean, as far as, you know, if I had something that didn't fit in their time. And they had something, we worked it all out, and it was just a great experience, and it got me where I needed to go.
Well, and just to give everybody a little background, is that you called, and it was became obvious that this was something that you could not do by yourself, okay? I mean, this is not your area of expertise, okay? I couldn't farm anything. I have no green thumb, and so we all have areas of specialties. And so every once in a while when this happens is that I do what's called random acts of kindness. And these random acts of kindness are just that, is that where we will go in and almost like, you know, pluck you, right, and pull you out and say, okay, we're going to fix this all up, and then we're going to hand it back to you, which is what we've done, but also teach you along the way so that you are empowered with knowledge. And so
and
now,
that's what I liked about it too, Kim, is actually that, you know, I got to be a part of building the web.
Which is great. And unfortunately, I think maybe your cell phone is acting up, but I understand what you're saying, Randy, is that it's, you know, but we let you become part of it. So you weren't just an observer, you were a participant. And random acts of kindness, we do them all throughout the year. And it's our way of giving back to you, to for your support, the home listener, the viewer of the Kim Komando Show, the people who support us inside the Komando community with your membership. We really appreciate that all year long. And Randy, thanks for giving all the kudos where they're owed, and that would be to John and Jeremy. And thank you guys for doing that.
You know, I love stories like this because it just shows the impact that we can have on one person and his entire family and also that community. All right, it's super tempting. You go to checkout. They have names like Zip and Klarna, Affirm, Sezzle, Afterpay. And they say, you know what? You don't have to pay right now. We're going to put it on 4 easy payments. They do a light credit check. And if you don't pay, then you may not be able to do buy now, pay later ever again. And that interest rate is just going to be jacked up. So if you can't afford to buy it, just don't buy it. Don't fall for that buy now and pay later. It's super easy to just rack up a lot of debt.
Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.